Usually if a car fires under the hood, that's where the gas...
Tony Barina is the rescue lieutenant for the Alpha Fire Company in State College.
So just remember, you're going to have some smoke, so it's going to be smoky. Don't panic. And
last Saturday morning, you could find Barina next to a battered maroon sedan, instructing four men and two women in the fine art of putting out a car fire. His students were in full regalia, yellow coats, rubber boots, and fire helmets.
Every young boy at some point in time, you know, always wants to be that firefighter, ride on the fire truck, go put out fires.
Plus, my great-grandfather was fire chief for Altoona, so it's been something I've always wanted to try.
Penn State students Matt McCambridge and Kirsten Torden signed up for Firefighter for a Day, mostly out of curiosity. Will Ruth works as a cook at the university. As an empty nester, he hopes to fulfill a lifelong dream.
My son's in college, so he's away, and I just wanted to try something new.
We will show you how to open a hood if you can't gain access. Most of the time,
a fire engine idled nearby as Barina dropped a flare in the car's back seat, sending up billows of smoke.
We're going to show you how to dog ear the hood to open it, all right?
The annual Firefighter for a Day program is a recruiting tool for Alpha Company. Among other activities, you get to pry open the hood of a burning car and aim a hose at the engine. Colin Davis is a sophomore from Westchester and one of Alpha's newest members. He says Alpha stays fully staffed thanks to the 8,000 new freshmen on the Penn State campus each year. But Alpha Company is the lucky exception to the rule in Pennsylvania, according to Lieutenant Barina.
I'll tell you how it was. I think it was like 30 years ago, there was 370-some thousand volunteers in the state of Pennsylvania. We're down to 78,000. That's the difference.
Davis says he's seen his hometown have problems recruiting volunteers. He joined that fire company back in high school.
It was pretty tough. Most of our members are older. And every year we get, you know, one or two guys in high school, like myself, who want to join the fire company. But other than that, we stay pretty stagnant with our membership, unfortunately.
So what's the solution to a decline in volunteers? Barina says most towns can't afford to switch to paid professionals.
It saves the residents a lot of money and tax dollars by having the residents of the community come in and volunteer to fight fires.
In 2004, the Center for Rural Pennsylvania asked firefighters to evaluate a set of proposed incentives for volunteers. The state took the recommendations to heart. As part of this year's budget agreement, fire company volunteers will get a $100 tax credit.
I think it is awesome.
Jeff Martin is the vice president of Alpha Company.
I think with all the mandates being passed down to us from the state government and the federal government for our training, it makes it harder to recruit new members. So anything the state can do to help us attract people, even at $100, is great.
That tax credit is just for this year. But four other bills with incentives for firefighters could go before the state assembly in this legislative session. One of them would offer tax credits to employers who let firefighters answer calls on company time.
I think it is a problem.
Firefighter Brian Schultz works as a physical therapist. He says some employers will like the deal, but not his employer.
What I can give back, so I'd love to spend more time, and I get frustrated when I can't go on calls during the day, but I have to remember who helps pay my bills as well.
Another bill would create a college tuition reimbursement program. That sounds good to Alpha's student volunteer, Colin Davis.
Very enticing. In fact, I wish that was going on now.
Barina finishes his demo by showing the new recruits, McCambridge and Ruth, how to operate a fire hose.
Okay, now what that's going to do is bleed the air off. You don't want to go in no fire and then open it and have a lot of air in there, because what's the air to eat a fire? Now shut it down. Push it forward. Very good. Now you're ready to go.
They hose down the exterior of the car, then use a pry bar so they can fold back a corner of the hood and hose down the engine. Whether more would-be firefighters fulfill their childhood dreams could depend on Senate Bills 1169, 1314, 1315, and 1316. These bills await action in House committees. I'm Cynthia Berger, WPSU.
That was pretty fun. Definitely do that again sometime. Yeah.